Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have covered numerous aspects of this story. And I was drawn, Dave and I both are drawn to this story. Today in the Minnesota Reformer, I would encourage you to read it. And the individual behind the story, Madison McVann, is kind enough to join us. Madison, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. The headline, in the car with the Minneapolis Community Patrols working to disrupt ICE operations. Madison, thank you very much for coming on. How difficult was it, or was it difficult at all, to locate individuals? And were most willing to embrace you and let you see what they're doing?
Well, for me, this has been a long process. I've been our point person on immigration at the Reformer for a couple of years now, really. So I've, you know, been covering the ICE operation since they began, but even before that was reporting on the immigrant rights movement. So I've had connections for a while in these groups based on, you know, just interviewing people previously. And because of that, was able to build trust with people and find some folks who were willing to let me ride along with them and to get those people to put their names and faces on the story.
So let me lean on that experience, and we'll certainly get back to the crux of this story. But since you've covered this story so closely, to the person who knows it through the headlines and whether it's reading The Reformer, Star Tribune, Listen Here TV, but they don't know some of the depth. What part of the immigration story would you want to tell people to add more context about what has happened the last 2 years or so in this state?
I think I want to focus on something that's kind of happening right now, because I think when you watch the news on TV or you're reading the headlines, it's always the big blow up, you know, fights between the protesters and the cops that you end up seeing, right? And those are certainly happening. But I think what I learned being on the ground is that really the story of this is playing out constantly in all these small ways and these small conflicts across the city all the time. And really, it's just that the residents of Minneapolis kind of en masse have decided that they're going to stand up and blow whistles or honk horns when they see ICE agents. And we see that happening, you know, all over. And so it's yes, it's these big conflicts of these areas where people are congregating, but it's also this much more dispersed movement around the city happening simultaneously.
I want to stay with that. We're going to get to L. Neubauer and Patty O'Keefe, who you rode along with and talked to. But let's get to the broader sense of how highly organized are these groups? Do we have any idea how many people are in it? And is there... I'm waiting for the first text. Well, how are they funded? I don't know if they need a lot of funding, if they're just communicating. But if there's a funding component to it, add that part to your answer also.
Yeah. So it's pretty well organized, and it's impressive in the sense that there doesn't seem to be any kind of top-down leadership happening here. I mean, there are certainly immigrant rights groups that have hosted, you know your rights trainings for people who are interested in learning, you know, how can I legally protest? How can I learn about what rights people have or immigrants have when they're being detained by ICE? That kind of thing. And then people will mingle afterwards and network and share, you know, phone numbers and stay in contact or join these group chats in neighborhoods. But it's really impossible to say how many people there are because, I mean, as a reporter, I can't even tell you how many chats there are, yeah. Right? There's no one, right. As far as I know, keeping track of
this. There's no clearinghouse to where everybody goes.
Right. There's no kind of clearinghouse. It's just you meet a neighbor who's plugged into this, and then they add you to the chat. And then that's kind of how you become part of it. So it's not like people are, I mean, I put this in the story. It's not like there's anyone assigning shifts or telling yeah. people, you know, where to go. It's just neighbors waking up. And, you know, a lot of people are commuters who think that what ICE is doing in the city is wrong. So they're just saying, hey, guys, just logging on. I'm going to work. I think I'm going to go down Lake Street today on my way instead of my typical route, because I want to keep an eye out and see if there's any ICE activity. And then there are other people, like the people I were with, who, you know, basically say, hey, I'm going to do a shift this morning for a few hours and just circle around a particular area to see if I see any ICE vehicles. In terms of the funding, I mean, I saw no evidence of that. This is all people just volunteering their time to do something that, you know, is free, I guess, besides the gas that you spend.
From the Minnesota Reformer, Madison McVann is with us. Her story, I highly recommend it, just fighting off this cough still, unfortunately. In the car with Minneapolis Community Patrols working to disrupt ICE operations, you nailed it in your early answer. Whether you're completely objective on this or you're on either side, you're going to be drawn to more of the confrontations, whether you read about in the Reformer or in particular you see it in videos, and it might just affirm what you think. You've had a chance to see a lot of this. How are most of the initial encounters between the protesters and ICE, in particular the last week after the death of Renee Good?
Yeah, and speaking in the particular context of these patrols I was on, so people get up in the morning and they're looking for ICE vehicles, and the whole idea, and they'll tell you this straight up themselves, is we're trying to distract them. We're trying to draw their attention away from looking for arrests, make them deal with us so that they're not looking yep. for immigrants.
Sure.
And they're trying to do this in entirely legal ways. It's not, it's perfectly legal to drive behind a car. It's legal to honk your horn. Although these agents would say it's obstruction, and in the colloquial sense, it is obstructing their mission, right?
Mm-hmm.
If not an illegal one. But you know, the way this goes is the observers spot an ICE vehicle. They start following it. They might send a message, you know, whoever's in the passenger seat will send a message or call into the group call and say, hey, we're following an ICE vehicle. Or we suspect it's an ICE vehicle, but we'll see. And usually once the vehicle realizes it's being followed, you can tell because they'll kind of pull into a parking lot and do some driving maneuvers to see if the observer's car sticks right behind them. So once they realize they're being followed, they'll turn into a side street or into a parking lot and sometimes box in the observer's car. The agents get out, they surround the vehicle, and they go up to the car, and they'll tell the observers, you're obstructing us, stop following us, this is your first warning. And I saw that play out a few times in person while I was in the observer's car.
So does it sound like they've been trained to say that? That's their phrase they want to say. You know, you're obstructing us. This is your warning. And then, in theory, are they getting back to the vehicle at that point, or does it depend upon how the dialogue potentially may escalate?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the person. And I mean, there are these, at least the group chat that I was kind of observing and watching, there are some norms or some recommendations that, you know, if someone calls in and says, hey, ICE agents are coming up to my car, someone who's interacted with ICE before might say, okay, keep your doors locked, keep your windows rolled up, and don't engage with them. You're not doing anything illegal. They can't arrest you. Of course, we've seen people get arrested. One of my sources got arrested. Maybe we'll get to that. But, you know, it's really just up to the the protesters to decide what they want to do. The people I was with, after they were warned to stop following the vehicles, turned to each other and said, "We're not doing anything illegal, right?" And the other person was like, "Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think we've broken any laws. Let's keep following them." So they kept following the ICE vehicles. And then the ICE vehicles took them to the observer's house. So they clearly knew who was behind them. They were trying to communicate, "We know where you live."
Right. Yeah. So there's a line, right? And I have no idea how many people are following this, where if you're just following a vehicle and you're not impeding their path, you're not causing them to not be able to do their job, you're allowed to do it, right? That's legal, yep, all across our country. And let me be clear, should be. Now, when you're, if in theory you're driving dangerously, you're putting anybody in harm's way, you're stopping their path, that's when you can be in trouble and violating the law. How much of that are you seeing?
I didn't witness any of that firsthand, but of course that's not to say that, you know, couldn't be happening elsewhere that I haven't witnessed. And I think, like you mentioned, it's ultimately kind of up to each individual to decide what they think is right. I mean, certainly the people I was with kind of made the calculation that, you know, everything we're doing is perfectly legal, but we're finding legal ways to get in the way, right? And they've decided that that is what they view as morally correct in this moment.
Talk about the encounter when a window was smashed.
Yeah, and I wasn't there in person for that, but I have seen the video. And so this happened to an observer, Patty O'Keefe, who I had been in the car with on Friday morning. I was wrapping up the story to publish. I was going to have a final phone call with Patty and with my other source, Elle, on Sunday night, just to tie up some loose ends before we published. And she wasn't answering her texts. And she had an iPhone, but the texts were showing up green. So I was like, that's a little weird. I think there might be something going on. And I started poking around on social media. And sure enough, I saw a video of ICE agents smashing in her car windows and pulling her and the man in the passenger seat out of the vehicle and arresting them. So she was taken to the Whipple building, and she says she was held for 8 hours, but she was released without charges.
Did she talk about, because as you know, again, Madison McVann is with us from Minnesota Reporter. She's been covering immigration in a broad and specific way in this state for a couple of years, and obviously in particular about what's happening here. And her headline, or in the story, is well worth it. In the car with Minneapolis Community Patrols working to disrupt ICE operations, we saw over the weekend when the three congresswomen, Omar, Craig, and Morrison, tried to go to the Whipple building and try to see specifically what's taking place. I've witnessed reporting on it in the printed side and the electronic side on what some folks are saying about what the conditions were like in the Whipple building. Did your contact speak about that in any way?
We spoke about it in an interview I did with her, and I ultimately didn't put it in the story because I was trying to keep it pretty narrowly focused on these interactions between the protesters and the agents out in the streets. She was taken to the section of the Whipple building that she said was for U.S. citizens.
Yeah.
She was held with a few other women who had been detained for protesting, at least according, you know, from what she gathered and what she told me. And Brandon Siwenza, who was the other, protester observer in the car with her, was also detained and taken to the U.S. citizen side of Whipple. And he said that agents offered him rewards, basically. They insinuated they'd give him money or they'd help any of his family members get legal status if he were to give them the names of undocumented immigrants or protest organizers. And he declined the offer.
Excellent reporting. It's a huge part of the story. And you brought a great deal of information. I'll continue reading your stuff. Appreciate the time. And we'll reach out again.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
Madison McVann, a lot of reaction so far. What do you want to say about Madison? And I'll just say right now, this is a part of the story. And If we could talk to ICE officers, we would do it in a millisecond. You can put me in charge of an ICE officer and what he or she sees on the street. How long would it take us to put that person on the air, Dave?
They'd already be on.
Yeah, they'd already be on. We would love to talk about it. The disruptors, and by the way, if you've listened to me for a week, there's been a clear line I've talked about where I think it's acceptable and not acceptable. Very distinctive, and I haven't been shy about pointing out when people went too far, including Renee Good, don't park your car that way, and then when you're told, get out of the car, get out of the car, okay? Some people are mad at us just by covering this story. I'm glad we had her on. You get to disagree. Text away, 651-461-9226. Either text or call right here at CCO.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Among the texts, and I got to clean up a couple things, nice to see Chad, I think they mean, and CCO help people break the law. Dave, you listen. I was a participant. There have been dozens and hundreds of reports about the conflicts between individuals who happen to be there in ICE, individuals who call themselves disruptors in ICE. Where in that did I come out and say, here's the roadmap, you should do more of this, I'm all for it, here are all the numbers? Did I black out when I said that?
I was in between the lines. I was listening between the lines. You and Madison McVann both talked about things where, I mean, she specifically said, talking about things that are legal. You can drive behind somebody. It's legal. ICE would perhaps view that and horn honking the whistles as obstructing their work.
Yeah.
But it's not illegal activity. You can blow a whistle.
Yeah. Let me say personally, as someone who, God, how long do I want to make this answer? I'm glad the border's closed. I don't fault individuals for leaving their awful countries And if they're now here for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and they're positive members of society, they're your neighbors. Do I think we got to get them all? I don't. I just don't. Do I want an America where we have ICE officers, and many of them very good individuals? Some not. Just like some of the protesters. Very good. Some not. Do I want where we're basically just pulling people over and saying, prove to me you're American? Because that's happening right now. That's gross. That's awful, in my opinion. Awful. Now, am I a fan of in any way driving erratically, getting in the front of ICE vehicles, even if you disagree with them? I'm not. I am all for showing up, speaking out, being as vocal and with a level of respect. Many of the protesters continue to do that. Getting in individuals' ears when you have no idea what that particular officer did, calling him a Nazi, saying all these vile comments, doesn't do it for me. There is a way to protest. Not like you're isolated somewhere. You can be in the middle of it. You can go to the Whipple Building. You can go to Powderhorn Park. But screaming expletives, Adam, no. ICE officers pulling people over because they're brown, violently throwing them to the ground, or saying filth to any protesters, no. You're allowed to discern in a broad sense, because it's a broad story, but also in specific parts of it. So I don't know what the percentage is of protesters who go too far. I don't know the percentage of ICE officers who go too far. There are prime examples where it's egregious, where it's happened. You don't have to look real hard. When I got to call my stepson, who's brown, and beg him repeatedly, don't go out without your ID, because these individuals are being told, and some of them probably want nothing to do with it, but this is the Stephen Miller, Donald Trump white agenda of America. I believe that 100%. He started it when he jumped into politics for the first time after teasing it with the first black president wears his birth certificate. Donald Trump and race, it's not a good path. When I got to tell my stepson, please, for the love of God, don't go out. There's something wrong with what's going on. But apparently we can't cover the protesters. And again, get us, I'd put on 10 ICE officers to have them openly talk about what their job is like. Guess what? They're all told they're not allowed to talk. If you know somebody and can convince him, we will absolutely give him a fair opportunity on this show. But apparently just by interviewing someone, we're giving him a guide what to do.
You're encouraging illegal behavior, Chad. How dare you? Disgusting.
And there is a fair question on the line of how far you can go in just following someone, right?
That's where I struggle.
I do too.
If I'm driving home today,
yeah,
and I notice a vehicle is following me for whatever reason.
Right. Not impeding your path.
No.
Right.
As just a normal guy heading home without, you know, without any ties to ICE, I'm going to feel
stalked.
Threatened, at the very least, on edge. What does this person want?
Yep.
And now if you are a member of ICE and you know that you are despised by a large segment of this community, where does the line go on simply following somebody through the streets of Minneapolis or where they happen to be?
It is a very fair part of the debate, which is why I've said I'd rather protesters just go to prime locations that are very visible, including downtown, including the Whipple Building, including Powderhorn Park, including between 33rd and 34th. But I'm not a fan of just stalking everybody.
But if you go to a prime location, that's not what the disruptors are about. They're as Madison told us, their goal is to find where ICE is at the time, follow them, bring the whistles, honk the horns, and let everybody who's within that within that area know that ICE is here and perhaps you might need to get out or hide yourself.
I would also like whatever percentage it is, more of ICE officers to act with a level of respect. Not after they've been called a Nazi and expletives. I get how hard it is to be patient then. But there's too much evidence of some individuals who right away are confrontational. Just instantly. There's other, trust me, folks. I mean, if you're in this business and you're not working hard, and let's be honest, there are people who don't work hard. And it annoys me to no end. And if you listen enough, they demonstrate it. It's not tough. I've watched hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these videos to try to be prepared. And there are many examples of ICE officers who are trying to lower the temperature, who are saying, they're not saying this, but they're saying, this is my job. I live in Fridley. I got a wife. I got three kids. I got a mortgage. The kids got guitar lessons. The other kids got swimming lessons. I'm just trying to do my job.
That video's not getting on social media.
Right. There are others who had 47 days of training and don't know what the bleep to do. And it's sad. It really is. There's a ton of text on this. So I get how some people are like, can we talk about something else? And I don't know, the last 5 days we've both located about 50 other stories to discuss. It's one of the biggest stories we've had in this state for how long? Because it's not just that Renee Good is gone. It's not just Jonathan Ross's decision. It's everything that's happened tied to it.
And is still happening.
And is happening literally right now with stopping people. Chris Tubbs today sent a few of us a video of some sort of ICE border patrol right by his place. I mean, if you don't know anybody who's had this affect them, I just don't think you know a ton of people. And by the way, if you're only going to react to it because you know someone, that's not the perspective you should have in life. So let's get to a lot more text on this topic. I do want to get to, and we will at 2:05. I want to get back to a guy who calls this show a lot, Joe, whose point was yesterday, and he said a month, we're going to expand it a little bit further. I'm not getting to it now, but I'm just going to give you a preview. And then we're going to have Jamie at 2:30, and we're not going to talk about it. And we've tried for three very prominent guests today. One of the guests I've communicated with numerous times, be nice if his handler would actually do his job and get back to us. Really nice if the person would just do his bleeping job and respond like the person in the news does right away, whose job is, oh, I don't know, about 500 times more busy. But bravo to this person. Probably not helping us to get that person on right now.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not saying
it's very cryptic. I don't know.
How long would you want to put up with this in this state? Like if you're one who thinks everybody's got to go. Somebody could be here 35 years. They could be a grandfather. They could be the doctor you've seen. They could be the lawyer. They could be the bartender. They could be the guy who cuts the grass at your golf course. But you want them all out. Would you put up with this for 35? I mean, for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months? How long of this of America do you want? We'll get to that at 2:05. It's 36 past one on CCO. I'm going to talk Aquarius. I'm going to talk about something in our lives that we all should be able to agree on. It's not that we don't have a debate on how much water we should drink or how frequently or why we don't drink enough. Because very few of us drink enough water. I'm in that category. Even though I am with this great company, Aquarius, homeservices.com, and I've had the Connecticut drinking water system since 1993. What am I going to have right now? Hold on a second.
Oh, you really enjoyed that. I can see
that was good. And that's not the crappy water here in this building. Ugh. Anybody drinks the water in this building, you're putting a risk.
I've got some of that right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Vile.
That's, he's a terrible actor. That's just legit. 1993, I've been a customer with Aquarius Home Services. Not just a drinking water system, but also the water softener. And let's get to one of the best deals that you're going to hear all year. Get this great top-of-the-line Connecticut drinking water system and pay nothing for 6 months and no interest for 6 months. Then, if you want a new air-conditioned furnace, because, yes, Aquarius is in that business also, same thing. No payment, no interest for 6 months. What are you waiting for? Get all of them. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, among the texts, why won't you give up your friend? Why would you decline turning them in? They're illegal. Shame on you, about 19 exclamation points. If you don't turn them in, they could die. If you protest, you could die. Just stay home and mind your own business. If you have nothing to do this, why? You're getting in the way. They don't like that. I want to ask this person and all of you, not the violent criminals. I have an endless text, okay, on the reporting which we've covered from the federal government, which I don't think regarding the Department of Justice has any credibility. Joe Thompson and five others stepping away today because it appears they clearly have been told that only investigate Renee Good, don't investigate the actions of Jonathan Ross. That's what you want, honestly? Then you don't believe in justice. If all of these folks were recently captured, bravo. I don't want any rapists, any murderer, anyone attacking children, anyone of a violent nature. The Trump Justice Department and accuracy and consistency on when people are arrested and when they're not normally doesn't hold up, Dave. Because sometimes it'll be bold statements, but look at. We just read, then you find out it was over a 10-year period. The idea of having a violent offender in a jail when there are federal charges and there's no communication, I'm troubled by that. I am troubled by that. I also think if you've looked at this Justice Department and how Trump has arrested people and disappeared people, sometimes American citizens, or sometimes folks who did nothing illegally, and maybe they're from this country, but they send them to the worst of the worst prisons in Venezuela, and you're like, oh, of course the DOJ is just going to be great. There's healthy skepticism with them. But I want this texter to think about that. The texter who most likely was born in America, most likely is a white person, and might be an amazing success story. Might have grown up broke, worked his or her tail off. If your friend, because in this case you said turn in your friend, has been here, let's just go with 20 years, Dave. And you met your friend because your kids are on the football team. And then you find out your friend's an accountant. And then your friend moves in your neighborhood. And you hang out, whether it's a neighborhood block party or you get together for New Year's Eve or you watch football together. And they are a productive member of society. 20-some years here. And they left an area where they had no chance. And by the way, we're still the greatest country on the planet, even with the president with no moral character, who's trying to challenge it. And he's got the power to do it. You really, you're telling me that you're the person who would turn that person in? 20 years here, 15, 16 years as a friend, they've done nothing but act like a good person. And you're going to say in Guatemala, your parents were beat by authorities, got married, wife was assaulted, you wanted your two kids to have a better life, came here and found that in Woodbury, and you're going to be the person to turn that person in. I'm not talking the violent offender. I'm not talking. This text is like, turn your friend in. You're a lousy friend.
They've been here for 20 years. You've been friends for 10 to 15 years. Why'd you wait? If you knew they were illegal 5-10 years ago, you have to wait for the ICE search to turn them in? Now's the time, I guess, to step up and make that decision?
This is now. I get it. In the most ideal world, we would have a process where individuals, by the way, the leader wants more white individuals coming to the country. It's overwhelmingly clear. We would have a diversity come in this country. And these folks would be evaluated very quickly. And this administration has done a great job on the border. But it's not that easy. And so you're going to leave this country after 20 years here, go back to Guatemala in this example, and then go there where it might not be any better. And your kids basically have known this country. That's who you want to get. Violent offenders, yes. Let's come up with an actual system, yes. But if that's your description of being a friend, we just don't agree. Don't agree at all. Let's pause. Let's get away from it for a little bit. We're going to get back to it early next hour. But Jordan Addison, to the shock of no one, another legal issue. And KOC, I thought, said nothing today. Let's get to that in moments. A caller off air in listening to our dialogue on turning a friend in who's been here for 20 years, who we pointed out repeatedly is an upstanding citizen, has a job, is contributing to society. And I said, I, as a friend, would not turn that person in. I would not. This person thinks that's the same thing as not turning in Kathleen Salaya, Sarah Jane Olson. By the way, you must not have heard me during those days because I blistered the folks who said, oh, she's been a productive member of society. Just let her live her life. I mocked that and said that was outrageous. She was involved in an intent to murder police officers.
Pleaded guilty.
Pleaded
murder related
guilty.
To the death.
She ran from it for 20 years. This person thinks that's the same thing as a guy or a gal leave and pick your country and comes here and breaks. Yeah, I get it. Illegal. Did not wait in proper line. I get it. Understand that. But then here did nothing, including the craziness, didn't participate in trying to murder a police officer. That's the same if hypothetically my neighbor came from Mexico and now is a great talk show host and member of the Kiwanis Club and all this stuff. That's the same thing as Sarah Jane Olson 20 years before running and hiding from participating in an attempted murder police officer.
I see a difference, but it's only slight.
My God. Just a slight grip on reality. I listened to KOC. I cheated on Carter. I listened to Yadot, my boy PA. Happy birthday, PA. Just turned 60 last week. KOC. And we might get him. We might go after him again. We've had him on a few times. But, man, when he doesn't want to say anything.
He's talented.
He is talented. When he's on with PA on the Tuesday thing, and again, I'll cheat on Carter. He can be very good. But today, talk. I mean, wants this competitive quarterback room, but a lot of vague statements about it. Flores, we want him back, but then our guy Seifert asked the question. He can still be a head coach. Why hasn't he signed a contract here? Because he is free and clear. He's as much an employee of the Vikings as you are right now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You have the same Viking. Like, does his fob work right now? Because if his fob works right now, your fob should work.
Mine does. I can get into Vikings.
You can get into TCO?
Yeah.
Now, some of it could be that the Flores, could be maybe he and KOC aren't as tight as we think. Maybe. I don't know. As a very smart Viking observer said the other day, sometimes when you're the offensive coach, that's how you got the job, and all you hear about is the defense. Might bug you a little bit. Might. There's a long history of that. Listen to Mike Zimmer when he was coaching this team, and if the offense didn't do well, it was like he was talking about the opponents, right? KOC has way better finesse than Zimmer. We know that.
Even when the offense was doing well. Minneapolis miracle season. How many times do we hear the quarterback, he's got a horseshoe somewhere. I don't know how he's doing it.
Yeah. So also now that Flores is not an employee, if he signs somewhere else, the compensation, which they've set up because this sport is too white in their head coaches, where if you lose a person of color who leaves your organization, goes somewhere else, they're going to be like third-round draft choice compensation. In this case, maybe there'd be none. Let me get to Jordan Addison. We have some details here. He's at a casino, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe, arrested at 3:46 a.m., booked at 7:33, trespassing. In an occupied structure, conveyance is a level one misdemeanor. He can't stop, Kenny. He just can't stop. And if you were of the belief, trade him, sign Naylor, that trade value just went down quite a bit. CBS and Susie Jones next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.